whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning and happy Palm Sunday, and welcome to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Don't miss our special Easter service at 10:30 a.m., where the choir will be performing a musical entitled Amazing Love. In 1985, Pastor Merrill Corum had a burden for the radio ministry. This morning's special message was recorded on October the 26th of 2014. The sermon entitled The Purpose and Conversion of Paul was the last message Reverend Corum preached to his fellow congregation at Victory Baptist Church. Less than 60 days before his homegoing, and at the age of 88 years old, Pastor Corum's personal example illustrated his message. There is no better proof of a Christian conversion than the purpose demonstrated by life preaching the gospel. Have you been converted? Have you found your purpose? We will now join Pastor Corum in Acts chapter 26.
If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Acts chapter 26. This is a wonderful portion of scripture. Paul is before King Agrippa. But as Paul was speaking, he says, this is the purpose that God has for me. There was a particular purpose that he had in the ministry of Paul. But Paul says, I have not been disobedient to that heavenly light. And he says, he told of his conversion. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I don't know enough scripture. I can't witness. Do you find Paul quoting the first scripture? No. He just told what the Lord had done for him. And that's all in the world God wants you to do. If you're saved, tell other people what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for you. He tells of his conversion. He says, at midday, O King, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me. Now, he was not speaking to the others. He was speaking to Paul. Said he was saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he says, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. So I want you to think with me on today on the conversion and purpose of the Apostle Paul. But God has left us here for a purpose. He's left me for a purpose. He's allowed me to live a long life. And one day he's going to say, that's it. I know that. But praise God, while I'm living, I want to preach this blessed book. And Paul had the same thought in mind. Said the Lord appeared unto him for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness. Every Christian is a witness. What does a witness do? Does he tell what he thinks? No. He tells what he knows. If you're in a court of law, that judge won't say, well, now you stand up here and give us your opinion. He could care the less for your opinion. And let me say this. God could care the less for my opinion or your opinion. It's His Word that has power. So He says now, Paul, I have called you, I have placed you, I have put you into the ministry. Make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee. Now here are the four things. He says, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, for what? To open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light. So our witness is to turn people from darkness to light. Jesus is light. He's the light. And all the demons of hell cannot put out this light. The Bible says of the Pharisees, they love darkness rather than light. People will live and die and go to hell because they love darkness rather than light. But Paul was to preach and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. Thank God I've been delivered from the power of Satan. Sin doth no more have dominion over the life of the Christian. Now I belong to Jesus, and Jesus belongs to me. And it says for eternity. I'm so grateful today that God has given me eternal life. And I will never, ever perish. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. The message of redemption has freed us from the power of Satan, and we belong to God. I'm His. Now I want you to notice the next thing, that they may receive forgiveness of sins. When you and I were saved, He forgave us of our past, our present, and our future sins. We'll never face our sins anymore. He has put them as far as the east is from the west. He's put them in the depths of the sea. He's put them behind His back. Forgiveness. Oh, the devil will try to bring them up. Anytime he finds out about some sin in the past. But the Bible says to receive forgiveness. Did you realize that only the saved are forgiven? Only the saved. Paul says that you may receive the forgiveness of sin. He forgave me of all. And then for a child of God who gets out of the will of God, There's an answer in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Folks, it's wonderful to know that our sins are forgiven. And then the last thing, the Bible says, and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith. That is, the saved ones. They are sanctified by faith that is in me. We have an inheritance. The Bible says we're heirs of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. So there's an inheritance. This is not a reward. This is an inheritance that God has laid up for you and me. Now the whole thing, are you saved? If we're in Him, the darkness of sin has been taken care of. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full into His wonderful face, and you'll receive deliverance from the power of darkness, from the power of Satan, to have all your sins forgiven and an inheritance laid up for you. The Bible says, casting all of your care upon me. I care for you. And all these things you can be assured of. Open blinded eyes. Deliver from Satan. Forgive your sins and lay up an inheritance. Can you claim that today? Father, just a simple message, but Lord, how true. And so I'm thankful today that I've been delivered from the power of darkness into the family of your dear Son. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Almost foreshadowing his death, Reverend Corum said, "One day God's going to say that's it, but while I'm living, I want to preach this blessed book." The Bible teaches that we must first be converted to obtain a heavenly perspective, and then we can find our purpose in discipleship. Paul's conversion was drastic, dramatic, and life-changing. Christian, have you found your purpose? Like the Apostle Paul, Merrill Corum's conversion demonstrated the purpose of a full life of evangelism and witness. It should be our desire that life here on earth may exalt God as light in the world of darkness. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.